Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, back to my whirlwind tour to Savannah, Georgia. My wife and I, we drove down, drove back, did a straight shot yesterday. Betty, thanks to your CB or your Fuzzbuster, I broke all land speed records on the way back. I want you to know that. We got back really, really quickly through the hills of West Virginia. Can somebody explain to me? I'm deadly serious on this. I'm deadly serious. Why can West Virginia charge me $12.75 to drive on Route 77 when nobody in Ohio does, nobody in Virginia does, nobody in North Carolina does, nobody in South Carolina does, nobody in Georgia does, charges you to drive on US 77. They call it the West Virginia Turnpike. Why do I have to pay $12.75 to drive on the West Virginia Turnpike? Can anybody tell me that? It's a public highway. It's the same number, Route 77, I think it is. Same road, and I got to pay for it. Just like little monkeys, we fall in line, one after click, click, next one, click, click, click. Million cars on there, and we got to pay them. Somebody know that? What's that all about? How do they get away with that? Pennsylvania is the same thing. How can they charge me to drive on the Pennsylvania Turnpike? That's US 70. That's a what? You don't have to pay to drive on US 70 in Ohio. You don't have to pay to drive on it in Indiana or Missouri or Illinois. Why? I don't know. Makes me mad. $12.70. They stopped me three different times and maybe give them $4.25. In fact, their sign, you can tell it's a portable sign because it keeps going up. I can remember it used to be $3 to drive. It hits you $3 three times. So you get for $9, you drove it. Now it's $14.75 to do it. Anyway, we got home last night. I had a good ride with my wife. Love being with my wife. You know what's really good now with this new Apple Play and that kind of stuff they put on these new rental cars? I always rent a car, so if the car breaks down, I don't have to. They can tow it home, not me. And on these new auto things, man, you can play videos and audios and some of the stuff I listen to on the way home. Michelle and I listen to on the way home. Wow. I'm going to share some of it with you today. Real quickly, I got to give a shout out to Dan and Kim and Eva and Teresa. Pull that picture up if you can, Jared. It's my wife and I. Dan Woodcock, we met Dan. He's a Coach Dave Liver. And not only that, so is his daughter. I don't know if Kim gets into it as much, but Dan does. So but there we are. That's in front of a quartz at this display down in Savannah, Georgia. And see if you can put the family picture up there. Dan, those guys, Dan took me out to, took Michelle and I out to eat. And there's this, wow, what a great time. And they made me this. I don't even know if you can see it. How do I do this?
There you go, right
it's
there.
A Coach Dave Live sign. And on the back of it, it says John 3:16. So now I got to figure out where I'm going to hide or hang my Coach Dave Live thing. I can't see it on my own screen, so I hope you all can. So
yep, that's good.
Dan and Kim and Eva and Teresa, Thanks for the good meal, even though we couldn't hear each other in that room. It was so loud. The acoustics were awful, but we had a good time. Go ahead, Steve. What are we going to say?
You're hanging at the cross or at your front entrance of your house.
Oh, man. I don't want them to. It's so nice. I don't want them to destroy it. So I'll figure out someplace. Michelle and I will figure out someplace. So, Dan, you guys, thanks. You know what's really cool? The girls listen. The girls listen to Coach Dave. Eva says she listens every. Eva's the one on the left there. She says she listens every day. Now I don't know. I don't know whether her sister does or not. I didn't ask that. Kind of embarrassing. But thanks, guys. Thanks, Dan. Took us out. Had a good time. Look, I'm gonna throw this out here right now. I make notes to myself here. Two things I want to throw out. Number one, Pastor Clint, are you out there, Pastor Clint? Pastor Clint took his, he took his crew, his church, to the streets yesterday, last night. Are you out there, Clint? He probably got beat up. Maybe they threw him in jail.
No, I got it.
What? What was that? What was that little, all about, Clint?
A little bit hoarse today, Coach.
I was watching you. Go ahead, man. Tell us about it.
Well, we're just taking it to the streets. We there's some rumbling going on about them wanting to have a drag party, so we just went out, and we're gonna be there, as far as I know, every Sunday at 6 o'clock.
And your folks went with you. Did anybody get mad? Anybody throw? First of all, did any of your congregation throw mud at you, or any of the people driving by throw tomatoes?
Well, we didn't have the first bucket of chicken or slushy thrown at us, and I was mad about that. But you know, we had the usual reactions, and I was able to. I'm sorry, I'm hoarse this morning. I've done a lot of yelling yesterday.
Amen.
And you know, we were able to pray with a couple of people. This teenager pulled up in the truck and gave us a 24 pack of water. And we were able to pray with him. I asked him, you know, about his salvation, and he went to a Christian school, but he wasn't saved. And but you know, it was good. I was able to pray with him, and come to find out, he doesn't live far from us. And
he'd have never stumbled into your church, would he, Clint? He'd have no way.
Oh no. But you know, the Holy, it was not a accident that the Holy Spirit prompted him. We were in front of a grocery store, and he came out and gave us the water. I mean, you know, there was a divine intervention there, I think. I think next week we're going down in front of the library. And
awesome. Clint, how did your folks react? What was their reaction?
Well, we used to do it a lot before COVID, and you have the usual, most are on board with it, but the last two Sundays, what I've been preaching has made some of them mad, put them under conviction, and I always tell them, conviction brings one or two things, repentance or anger. So
wow. Probably anger first, doesn't it, Clint? I think conviction always brings anger first. Yep.
It does. And, you know, one of our kids yesterday, I said, well, we're going to go down and meet in front of the library next Sunday. And she said, do you know what the first thing in the library is? Lie. And I mean, she was like 12
wow.
years old.
Yeah. First word in library is lie. Boy, a lot of lies in there, aren't there, Clint?
Yes, they are. Yes, amen. They are.
Well, dude, we're proud of you out there street preaching, getting your people involved. And, man, we got a public demonstration of the gospel that's encouraging to everybody gets involved with it, man. Amen. Appreciate you, Clint, man.
You too.
All right. Hey, tomorrow, I said that wrong. Today on my Brideon show, I'm going to have Grace's dad. You guys, are you familiar with that? He's going to join us today. In fact, play this little trailer right there. It just says tomorrow on it. I don't know why I put tomorrow on it, Jared. It's a link there. Grace's dad is going to join us on my Brideon show. He's going to join us next week as well. Grace is a young, I hate to use the term mentally retarded. She was Down syndrome. There we go. And she was killed. She was killed in the hospital. And boy, her dad has been on a rampage ever since. And I thought I had the video for you to play, but don't worry about it. So tomorrow, today on Brideon, her dad's going to join us. And he's going to talk about what they did to her and the fight that this dude is all in on the fight. Yeah, play that, Ruth, if you will. Breaking the Oath. This is one of the videos on his website. It's about 2 minutes long. About his daughter being murdered in the hospital. Should be down to bottom, just Jared. The third one, there it was, buddy. Go ahead. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, that's the right one, is it?
We'll see.
Oops. All right.
Just play the last one, Jared. Just play the last one there. Breaking the Oath trailer.
Does that work?
That's good. For months, they told us ivermectin and COVID was effective. I'm reading for those who are just listening. Ivermectin, a safe drug with 65 years of history, was purposely withheld in favor of remdesivir. Some were fired or even arrested for providing it. During the 2018 Ebola outbreak in West Africa, remdesivir had a death rate of 56%, yet Anthony Fauci knew it and still recommended it for use in America. The use of a deadly drug cocktail and the use of ventilators was recommended. They knew the protocol would kill millions. They're still killing them. Hospitals receive incentives of more than $300,000 per patient for following these fatal protocols. And Big Pharma continues to rake in billions. What if your child is next? Breaking the Oath. So he's gonna come on with us later on, and he's gonna explain to us, man, exactly what's going on, what they're still doing to us. So Scott will be here tomorrow. I'm sorry, this afternoon he's going to join us later in the week as well, right here. Cool. Kind of distracted here on some. Got so many things popping up in front of me here real quickly, so bear with me. Yeah, okay. Getting there, I got back. Okay, cool. So Gracie's dad will be with us. That's the website. Hey, Jared, right now I just have up on my main screen the Brave thing. I don't know if something else should be there or not. Let's see, Jared's a boss, and he don't know what the hell he's doing. So he's doing pretty good there. We'll give him a break. Steve, tell us the story, but not your life story. Because we prayed for Steve last week. Everything go good, Steve?
Yes. What I shared earlier before the show was, people, you need to break soul ties. It's very important. Past relationships before marriage. And I had a spirit of bondage on me, and that led me into pornography. And I in 2016, the Lord took it all away, except for the bondage part. And I couldn't understand why, and I kept on asking to take it away. Well, anyway, and I've been ministering to this young lady for 15 months, and her and I were butting heads on dream catchers, Baphomet keychains, and also Christian yoga. And that she needs to stop the yoga that she's doing and switch over to the Christian yoga, and it put me in the wilderness. So her and I had a rocky past. Well, I prayed going into this on Wednesday where I'm going to pray to deliver her, and I had a dream about me being in between these. I was in the wrong because I didn't have a hard hat on. The Lord said, and that said that because I didn't have my hat on, I wasn't supposed to take it off going into but Salem, but it also had multiple meanings. And the other meaning was someone from because a guy hit in the head with a rock, and the guy's name was Rocky, and the interpretation from another individual, Bernadette, was I had a rocky past with someone with a controlling spirit that was over me, and I prayed into it, and the Lord said, "You have a witchcraft spirit against you that you need to break." And I started going through the line, and he said, "Childhood," and it was like it hit me between the first and fourth grade. The gal across the street, we're the same age, and we were playing Cowboys and Indians. I tied her up and untied her and whatever. It was like, all the kids did this, you know, and we were all doing it and just having fun and games. And this one time I asked her to be my wife, and I kissed her twice, or peck on the cheek twice, or on the lips twice, or cheek, I don't remember. But anyway, I made a covenant marriage with her. And at the time, I remember her dabbling in witchcraft, which I really didn't know, but I knew it was not to do any of it. And to this day, she's not in the Lord, you know, and she was the breadwinner and divorced with two kids and all that stuff. And I took her on dates later in life, but nothing happened. But, you know, but once I prayed into it and broke that covenant, I was set free. And it happened. I prayed over the woman that I was hoping for the deliverance, but the Lord told me she had the keys in May 22nd. And the keys were, and when we prayed together, I was fumbling for words, but then I went into prayer language, and the Lord said, "That's your battle prayer for me. And so I was praying a lot in tongues over her, as well as the pastor and the wife. And there was three threes, which is prevalent in me, you know, that day. And then I was praying into it, and then come Friday morning, oh man, everything let loose, and I would just burst out laughing, and I said, "The enemy, you're so screwed."
Amen.
I just been released, but it's all good. Amen. But I now in turn have to turn the keys over back. She has the keys, but she doesn't know how to use them. So amen. I have to write a parting letter to her to cut ties with her. But I also have to send them to her husband. Mm. And I believe the husband's going
to
unlock.
Hey, Steve, the Lord's given us the keys of the kingdom. We don't know how to operate in them. Right. So I'm glad your weekend. I'm glad it went well, brother.
We got to break soul ties. That's the moral of the story. From childhood to adulthood.
There's another whole story there. We won't get into that today. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, so listen, here's where I want to kind of roll today. I feel Gene's got something he wants to say real quick. Go ahead, Gino. Your hands up anyway.
Yeah, I forgot. We're well on gone that. You was wondering why the one state charged more for the interstate.
Okay, why did they?
We live in different countries. Not just states, they're different countries. And the states or the countries utilize that privilege only when it's to their benefit.
There you go, buddy. That's it. Amen, amen, amen. So look, I had a great weekend. Bear with me here. Give me a few minutes here. I know Craig wants to get in. I know Myra wants to get in here. I got to hammer this quickly. I hope I can say this in a nice way. Look, I don't care. I don't care if it's a nice way. We went to a beautiful wedding, just a beautiful wedding at a cathedral in Savannah, Georgia, one of those old cathedrals that are on the, history. You take a tour of Savannah, Georgia, they take you to this cathedral, and that's where it was a Catholic funeral. And, I hadn't been in the cathedral. I was raised Catholic, for those of you out there. I'm not here to kick a Baptist in the mouth or a Catholic. I'm just going to tell you the truth, okay? So not having been in the Catholic Church, and I don't know how long, it was amazing how, as Michelle and I were sitting there, they did a full mass. It was amazing how many of those responses as a young child that I'd learned, those of you who weren't Catholics maybe don't understand it, but the priest would say something and you respond to it. And it was amazing how I knew all that stuff. It all just came back to me. And then I was sitting there, it was a beautiful wedding and all that stuff, but I leaned over to my wife and, Steve, do I have to say this? I'm going to say it. Jesus had a problem. I love Catholics. I love my Catholic friends. Jesus said that you teach his commandments, the doctrines of men, making the word of God of none effect. And I sat there in the middle of that beautiful, beautiful cathedral. And I saw all these graven images. Somebody help me out. Are we supposed to have graven images? Are we supposed to have them? Looked around all these murals and all these windows, and it was unbelievable. And you know what was missing? The one thing that was missing in this beautiful environment, in this mass, which I hadn't been to mass in a long time. You know what was missing? The word of the Lord. The word of the Lord. Oh, now they would throw it in there every once in a while. And I walked away from that. I said to Michelle, she probably elbowed me in the belly. Oh, by the way, my $5 suit looked great. Looks as good as everybody else's $5 suit. Anyway, Michelle elbowed me in the belly, and I said this, and I'm saying it in love to anybody who might be listening. I don't know how you ever would find Jesus. If you were not a believer, I don't know how you would ever find Jesus in the Catholic Church. I just don't know. I'm just telling you. I don't know. I just don't know. And look, I'm a fire baptized believer in Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. And I sat there and I kept waiting. And look, it was, somebody help me out here. But the Catholic Church, and by the way, many churches are becoming the same way. It's the same ritual every time you go. Over and over. You go in next Sunday, it'll be the same thing over and over. Now they may change the scripture of the day, but other than that, you just go in there and you stand up and you sit down, you kneel and you stand up and sit down. And I was grieved. I was grieved as I looked around, I thought, I wonder if these people even know Jesus. They love God. Do they know Jesus? Do they know what the Holy Spirit is? Does this sound bigoted for me to say that? And so I'm sitting there and I leaned over to Michelle, and again, she elbowed me again. And I said, I wonder how many of these people voted Democrat.
Boom.
Huh? And what? The Catholic Church is supposed to be the beacon of righteousness against abortion, against gay marriage. I wonder how many of these people. Well, anyway, so I don't want to burrow down on that, but it was really the whole time I was there, I was really, really impacted by what I was seeing. And Steve said, the other Catholics out there, I can never figure this one out. What does everybody get a wafer, but you don't get to drink the blood? Does anybody know what that is? They give you a wafer, but no blood.
No, we were able to drink the blood, the wine at communion.
Yeah, they didn't yesterday. They didn't on Saturday, dude. And then I got to tell you this. This is so good, because I heard a couple in front of me as we're walking out. They said, hey, because it's a Saturday night wedding, right? Mass. They said, hey, we can sleep in the morning. they got their holy day of obligation, right? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not beating up on the Catholics. I want the Catholics to get to know Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. I want Methodists to get to know Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. I want Presbyterians to get to know Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. I just happened to be there and think, oh, amen. Lord, fall down on this place. And you look around and all that tradition, and that beautiful, what a magnificent edifice that church is. No Holy Spirit I could feel. None. Cool. Anybody, I didn't mean to make anybody mad. Then number two, I got to get this out and then I'll open it up. Because I got some pushback's not the right word, but I had some people that questioned the show that we did with Mark on the Rife machine on Friday. And, people saying, oh, yeah, man, Coach, that's new agey. We got to be very careful, Coach. So it bothered me. I said, well, I don't know if you guys know this or not. I'm about as far from new age as you could possibly get. I mean, I'm so far from the new age, and I'm so full, surrounded by the Holy Spirit, that I'm thinking something. And I got thinking, and I said, Lord, I don't want to be new agey. And you know what the Holy Spirit said to me? Are you guys sitting down? All power is given unto me.
Boom.
You missed it. Power.
Amen.
Power. Power. All power. Well, what is power? What does it look like? How does it manifest? And so people begin to say, well, Coach, you're dipping, you gotta be careful. This is sort of new agey. No, folks, listen. The new age is stolen the old age. The old age was God, Jesus used to walk around, and in his presence, people got healed. They got healed. And somewhere along the line, we lost all that power. The power of the gospel disappeared. And now all of a sudden, the devil's claimed that power, and he's calling it New Age. And those of us in the church, we don't even recognize it's the old age stolen by the devil. It's not New Age. All power is given unto him, both in heaven and earth.
Amen.
Wait a minute.
Amen.
There's a power in heaven? All power is given unto me, both in heaven and... Doesn't it say that? Did I put that down? Where is that? Where's that verse? Where is it? Because he makes it specific. All power is given unto me, not just on earth, not just in heaven, but in heaven and earth. All power. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, are you with me? Hey, folks, there ain't no New Age power. The New Age power is stolen. It's counterfeited. They didn't create it. Where is it? And Jesus said, for Jesus,
Matthew 18. Oh, or 28. Matthew 28.
28. So you got to scroll down a little bit for me there. 28 what? And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Take that, New Agers.
Boom.
The New Agers, they have counterfeited it because the church didn't care about the power. Somebody say amen.
Amen, coach.
No, the church didn't care about the power. There's no power in the church. And so the New Age came in. So, wow, they threw this stuff out. It's like going to the junkyard. And they found some stuff laying at the junkyard that they, wow, I can fix this up and I can clean this up. So the New Age didn't create the power. The New Age has what? They have counterfeited the power. By the way, it came in, listen to Jonathan Kahn. He came in about the same time as the sex, drugs, and rock and roll all came roaring in about that same time. The New Age, well, let's pull it up here. Pull up from the New Age. It says New Age in Britannica. The New Age. Yeah, coach, you got to be careful. That's New Age, coach. It's new. Well, I said, what are you talking about? So I went to Britannica. I figured it'd be pretty clean, wouldn't it? New Age movement that spread throughout the occult and metaphysical and religious communities in the 70s and 80s. What? Did the devil create a new power? Is that what he did? The devil created a new power? Or was that power already there? Because he said, all power has been given unto me, both in heaven and earth. And so the church went dead. You don't have to say amen. I'll say it for myself. The church went dead, and the pagans said, wow, look at this. They left their tools laying around here. The Christians left their tools laying around here. Maybe we can pick up some of these tools and start using some of these tools. And the New Age movement was birthed in the 1970s.
Wow.
It ain't the New Age. It's the old age. Now, I'm going to take you down through that because you can read this stuff yourself. But all the New Age is done. Look, in the 19th century, tells co-founder of Theological Society announced a coming New Age. She believed in theosophists. They breast human Buddhists and Brahmins. She assisted the evolution of the human race, yada, yada, yada. It's the old age redone, repackaged to the hippies, to the Beatles, and what was that guy, Maharishi Mochi Yogi, whatever that was. It took on different demonic forms. And here we are in 2020, what is it, Michelle? 2023, and we don't even understand that all that power belongs to the Lord. The devil's grabbed it and counterfeited it. Oh, I got a video. You got, man. Hang on. I'm feeling this today, maybe. I listened yesterday. Liberty Mel said, coach, you got to listen to this. Time out. This is how I know there's a Holy Spirit. Because I listened to this tape, CD yesterday from, no, it wasn't, an interview that Dr. Lynn Horowitz did with John Moore. I think you can pull that up there if you could, Jared. I didn't number things. I was running around here this morning. I was fired up this morning. Where is it? Down at the bottom. John Moore down at the bottom there, Jared. I'm going to put this in the chat, and I would ask all of you, if you get some time today, listen to this. John Moore interviews Dr. Lynn Horowitz, and they talk about what? Frequencies. frequencies. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. And, you know, I think back when I ran into Mark Trump. I don't know if you're out there listening or not. Mark was a great host to us on Friday, he and Judy. Mark's been talking about this for a long time, right? In the beginning, God said, he spoke, power went out when he spoke, all power's been given unto me, and something going on here, right? When you walk into a room, you can feel joy, you can feel sadness, you can feel this emotion, whatever this thing is, and this all has to do with vibrations, even though we're worried about it's new agey, it's old agey, right? You walk into a room, there's power that comes out of the that accompanies the word of God. And all power. Are you looking at me? Folks, the devil ain't got no power. He ain't got no power. All power the devil has been usurped, stolen. He doesn't have any power. How do I know? Because the Lord said all power. You're getting under me. Both in heaven and earth. You with me? These headphones keep popping out on my chair. I'm going to throw them here in a minute. Hang on. So, Jared, if you would, put that in the chat. That John, it's folks, I'm telling you, listen to this as they talk about frequencies. Dr. Lynn Horowitz, very, very Christian, very, very Christian. He goes into the Christian aspects of, dare I say it, what we're calling New Age, and it was Old Age. Now, are you ready for this? I didn't know this. It's amazing. Can you imagine a church talking about this? Can you imagine going to church and when you walk out of your church, you're scratching your head saying, God, I never knew that. I'm going to have to check that out. I never knew that. Huh? Frequencies? What? There's frequency. Oh, hold it up there. Pull up. It says frequencies, Jared. Oh, man. Hey, folks, it's old age. It's God age. It ain't new age. New Age started in 1970. You with me? Come on now. Did you guys know this? That there are six powerful frequencies that raise your vibration? Now, I'm not going to read it all to you. Scroll on down because I want you to know that this, stay right there, Matt. Sound inspires us, uplifts us, helps us to communicate, express ourselves, and even heal at a deep level. Why? Because all power has been given unto God, both in heaven and earth. Have you ever stopped to consider how amazing it is that everything around you is fundamentally composed of energy that vibrates at different frequencies? Thanks to science, we know that denser an object is, the lower its vibration. And the lighter something is, the higher its vibration. That's when you play a guitar, it gets the bass strings are fatter than you with me? Ding, 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 ding. And you play the piano, and you go over and the piano strings are tighter. The tighter they make the thing, the different the vibration. Oh, this ain't new age. This is old age. This is old age. This is Jesus. Scroll on down because I'm not going to read this whole thing. I'm going to open it up here in a second. Did you know that? Did you know that there? I have never heard this at all. Stay right there. Solfeggio frequencies are a series of six electromagnetic music tones that the Gregorian monks were said to use when they chanted in meditation. Rediscovered in 1974 by Dr. Joseph Puello, the solfeggio frequencies are said to deeply penetrate the conscious and subconscious mind, stimulating inner healing. Dr. Puello was intuitively led to discover these healing frequencies in the Book of Numbers. He found it in the Book of Numbers, using a numerological technique to decipher the six repeating codes that he found. The result was the rediscovery of these frequencies. Physicist, inventor, and electrical engineer Nikola Tesla once said, if you only knew the magnificence of the 3, 6, and 9, talk about frequencies, it would hold a key to the universe. Interestingly, three numbers form the root vibration of six solfeggio frequencies. Anybody know this? Did anybody know this? Did you ever hear this in your church? Did you ever know that? So here they are, scientifically proven, six different frequencies. There they are. And UT, whatever, and transforming grief into joy and guilt into forgiveness. It's a frequency. The next one clears negativity and removes Hey, Steve, this ain't new. This ain't new age. This is old age, folks. This is all power has been given unto us. MI 528 HC stimulates love. You mean to tell me You can't put on music in your house and it doesn't change the whole mood of the house. You mean to tell me you never go around, play praise and worship in your house and feel a different environment in which you're in? This ain't New Age. F3639HZ strengthens relationship, family, and community. Folks, these are scientifically proven frequencies. We can't ignore them like they're not this. Oh, that's New Age. No, it isn't. SOL. Physically cleanses the body from all types of toxins. When's the last sermon you heard on this? We can't because it's New Age. Oh, that's New Age. No, dummy. No, it didn't. New Age just came around in the 1960s and 70s. And then LA 852 awakens intuition and helps you return to a spiritual balance. Scroll down a little bit more. Boy, aren't you glad you watched this show? Each of the symbols that described in Salvaggio frequencies were taken from the first stanza of the medieval hymn to St. John the Baptist. This has, folks, this has a spiritual beginning. All this frequency stuff. The literal translation from Latin is so that your servants may, with loosened voices, resound the wonders of your deeds, cleanse the guilt from our stained lips, from St. John. Six powerful frequencies that raise your vibration. Put it in the chat. They can read it on their own. Hey, can I say it again? This is not New Age. This is old age. And because we no longer believe in the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, the devil has seized these weapons and is using them. The devil is. The devil is.
Amen.
Hey, Betty, how much power belongs to the Lord? Help me out again. How much power? All power. Betty, how much power does the devil have?
None.
Why doesn't he have any power?
Excuse me?
Why doesn't the devil have any power?
Because God is in control, I guess.
Because God is in control, right? You with me, folks? Oh, man, this is... Oh, listen, go listen to that. Go listen to Dr. Lynn Horowitz and John Moore. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. So, one other thing, I think. See, here's what happens. New Age friends in the 60s and 70s, they counterfeited the vibrations. They counterfeited all that because why? Because the New Age, at the center of the New Age, is self. Stay with me. Everything the New Agers did was for personal enlightenment. A counterfeit, right? What the frequencies are for is for your connection with God. That's the purpose of the frequencies, your connection with healing and all this kind of stuff, right? But because we didn't use it, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, he got a hold of the Beatles and started giving them LSD and all that stuff, and New Age's birth. And here we sit 40 years later, and we don't even realize, yeah, good vibrations. They're all good vibrations. They're all power of the Lord. They've been counterfeited. Golly. Come on. You know this is true. Okay, look, this was so amazing. We were at the wedding on the Saturday. After we got through acting real holy, then everybody went to the place where you all drink beer. I'm just telling you the truth, right? So we go to the reception, and they had a band up there, and you know what the band played? It was amazing. The room came alive because the band played "Sweet Caroline," and all of a sudden the entire atmosphere in the room changed. And they played one oldies after another. And these old 70-year-old people like me, they're up there doing the best they could to dance. Because why? So there was some energy coming out of this music from somewhere. It was changing people. Not physically, but emotionally, mentally. They were down, they were becoming... Anybody out there picking up what I'm saying? And we have allowed the enemy to steal all that from us. Told us it was New Age. Stay away from it. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. All power has been given unto me, both in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore, teach them to observe all I've commanded you. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. All power. Healing. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power. No, no, that's New Age. That'd be New Age. No power in Christianity. Huh? No. Hey, folks, why do you think the New Agers drink adrenochrome? Why do you think they drink blood? Because there's power, and they are stealing it, and they are counterfeiting it, and they're telling us not to dabble in it because they know the power that's there.
Come on.
Oh, Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Come on in, Angie.
Morning. Great show.
Yeah.
I think it's so interesting because, you know, we have what I like to call spiritual amnesia. And it's like we never ever take the time to learn and study these things out so that we can be guided by all truth. And we have what I would consider a type of amnesia, and I think that's deliberately instilled on us by our churches, that we would not know what our history is, so that we do not know what's going on in the spiritual realm to be able to combat some of this stuff. And when I started looking into, because, you know, I grew up in the New Age church for, you know, almost 10 years, I started looking after I got out of that. One of the things that started coming around was something called Wiccan. And I started hearing about Wiccan. I'm like, what in the world is Wiccan? Well, of course, it goes back to these ancient Celtic druid, you know, earth worship type practices. And that started really coming around back in the 90s. So, you know, nothing new under the sun, Coach. You're absolutely right.
So, Angie,
and repurposed.
The global warming movement is pagan. Folks, don't you see that? They've stolen the power of God.
It's a religion.
Right. And they've told us that that somehow cow fat flatulence are going to overcome the power of God, right? Right?
That makes no sense. It's natural. They take something natural and they say it's unnatural. I don't know when carbon dioxide became such a horrible thing. It used to be carbon monoxide.
That's true. Carbon. That's right.
One carbon, one oxygen was a problem, not one carbon, two oxygen. I don't understand when that became a bad thing.
Hey, you know what, Angie? The Holy Spirit just spoke to me. Are you guys sitting down? As she was talking, the Holy Spirit said to me, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. That's the New Age movement. That's the New Age movement. And an evil and adulterous generation, they're looking for proof. So they're looking for it in crystals. They're looking for it in LSD. They're looking for it in marijuana. They're looking for it in self-actualization, right? They're looking for it everywhere rather than where they ought to be looking for it, because where? All power comes from the Lord. And the church doesn't even believe it. So people go to church and dabble in crystals because there ain't no power in the church. You don't have to say amen, because I know I'm jumping up and down on top of it right now. The church has no power. None. They've yielded it all. Craig.
Two things. One, just a comment about the Roman Catholic Church. Great saying I have, I think, on it. People find Christ in the Roman Catholic Church in spite of it, not because of it.
That's right. In spite of it, not because of it. Yes, sir.
Right. Because their focus isn't on Christ, it's on other things, the Marys and stuff. And another thing I think is really profound, and we should really think about Steve's experience here, what he's saying. He's saying he had soul ties by doing things that were, in reference, were kind of innocent, right? You know, hey, we tied each other up. We were just playing, you know, Cowboys and Indians, stuff like that. And he's saying he was affected by that.
Yeah, he was plugged into something that he never unplugged from.
So what do you think the soul ties are for 5 and 6 year olds that want to become a woman or an opposite sex? What do you think, if he's an adult male in his 50s dealing with this, what is someone that's very young going to have to deal with the rest of their life?
Can you believe that? Especially, hey Craig, think maybe they'll turn to New Age stuff, huh?
Well, that's the next step, but... So, you know, you see this thing that's happened in Texas, right? Two big events, you know, which is everyday stuff, but it just focused on Texas this week. And they go, we need mental health. We need more mental health. No, we need to call this out what it is. These are evil, unclean spirits, the very same thing when Jesus came in that he dealt with. And if we want to call it, if we want to cloak it under mental health, then you might as well say this is the trajectory that you're going to live in, because that will not deal with evil and unclean spirits.
So mental illness is nothing more than, are you ready, folks? Not taking captive every thought. That's all mental illness is. You're listening to stupid stuff. You're listening to voices. Oh, there are other voices. There are other voices. But Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. And that other voice, they won't hear. There are other voices, right? But the church has lost all power, man. All power. And so the new age took over. Go ahead, Craig.
Well, it's not only taking captive every thought. It's putting in the correct folder. Is this a thought from God? Or is this a thought of evil? Mm-hmm. Not of God. Okay? So if you don't parse where this thought is coming from, and where are you going to get the discernment from the scriptures of the Holy Word of God?
Mm. So Steve, or Craig, it's like my wife said to me the other day when I washed the dishes. Oh, honey, that's my love language. And I said, what are you talking about? I said, word. What are you talking about? Oh, I heard. I not only heard your love, I felt your love. Wow, huh? Wow. New age, they tell us it's new age, so we don't mess with it. Jack, come on in.
Yeah, Coach, an example that the New Agers understand
who power.
The power really is. They really do understand it, and they know that theirs is the counterfeit. 22 years ago, I was at a convention of a company that I've been involved with for 27 years. Len Horowitz was the keynote speaker for 3 days, and it was amazing to watch as suddenly we, the actual Christians, out of the 800 or 1,000 people that were there, were doing good things. It was amazing to watch. Now, the pattern was, after each convention, they would split up the keynote speakers' different speeches throughout the 3 days on cassette tapes and send them out for the next 6 months. I called and said, when are those coming out? Oh, well, we're working on it. They never came out. Not one speech that Len Horowitz gave at that three-day convention ever came out on tape. Every other convention, every single year from 27 years, every single year, they put out the tapes of the keynote speaker. I got to meet him, talk to him. It was absolutely amazing. At lunch, there were some people being delivered on the floor.
And they hated it.
They hated it. It went nuts.
Because all power has been given unto him both in heaven and earth, if we would understand that which we don't understand. Amen. Myra, then Dave Allison. Go, Myra.
Yes, Coach. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you, Holy Spirit,
for leading us. Hebrews 12 calls Jesus Christ the Father of spirits. Spirits. Go ahead.
Yes, Coach. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading us in all truth in regard to the powerful testimony from Steve Deck, 1 Samuel 18. And it came to pass when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Also, in regard to what Dan did, that display of love, Queen Harper, Mark Trump, Mel, Angie, Craig and Jack, 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah.
Because why? All power has been given unto me, both in heaven and earth. Come on, dudes. New age, new age. Who cares about the new age? Dave Allison, come on in.
So Jesus healed and claimed it was a devil. He continued to heal. Then he said, hey, want to kill him. Then the power fell on the disciples after the Holy Spirit came. Mm-hmm. And the sorcerer says, hey, I don't know what that is, but I don't want to buy that. Because he knew I could do something with this. I can make money with this. So the New Age people have done the same thing. They've seen the power. The church rejected it. And they've taken it, and they're using it for their own benefit. Mm-hmm. And the frequencies, I want you to think about this. If you want to listen to your favorite radio station, you better know what the frequency is, or you're not going to get it in.
Wow.
Then, so if you want to speak to God, he has a frequency, And he says, I only will listen to those who speak to me in spirit and in truth. So that's the frequency. And that's why we sing. There's a frequency in that. And so just ask for frequencies and abnormal healing is throughout scripture. You know, abnormal forms of healing are throughout scripture. So I just, hey, I'm with you. And I agree that all the devils has just stole something and is using it for his glory and divert people away from God.
Because the New Age movement is about self. They use the power of vibrations, frequencies to increase self. When the power of frequencies is to expand the kingdom, to glorify God. And because the church doesn't believe in the power anymore, look, I don't want to get into the tongues debate. I don't want to get into that. Doesn't matter, right? I know there are people in here who have the gift of speaking in an unknown tongue. You can gripe, moan, complain all you want to, say, well, my faith doesn't believe that, my pastor. Well, tell that to them. I didn't think it could be till it happened to me, right? Well, what if there is an element? What if there is an unknown vibration that does, in fact, communicate with the Lord, the Holy Spirit, angels? You're going to say, well, that stopped, that ceased. Where? Well, it says right there, Coach Dave, and where is it? Is it in Corinthians? Where does it say? The tongue shall cease. Well, my tongue still works. Steve, your tongue still work? Betty, your tongue still working? Everybody's tongue out there? Well, I guess tongues haven't ceased yet, then, have they? Oh, only the gift of tongues cease. Oh, I get. Okay. Well, that's what they told us anyway. And we wonder why there's no... Look, I don't care if you're charismatic, Pentecost. I don't care. You'd have to admit with me, there's no power in the church. No power.
Amen.
That's right.
And what are people looking for? An evil and adulterous generation's looking for power. The church is scared of the power. Dale, come on in.
I'm not. I embrace it, brother. And I need it every single day, brother. There's no doubt about it. You know, when we're talking about soul ties and, you know, when I look at the church and I see that divorce is as high as a percentage, and if not higher in the church as it is in the world, you know, one of the things that we used to do, we don't believe in retreats. I don't think you retreat from the battle. I think you head up of the battle. We call them encounters. People need to encounter God. And one of the things that we used to identify is that very thing, soul ties. And brother, we would give everybody a full heart. And then I'd tell them, I said, listen, you need to go by yourself and start taking little pieces for every time you had a soul tie or engaged in a promiscuity with another person, and you rip a piece of that heart away. And brother, when you get done, you look at what heart. When you say you'll give your whole heart to your wife, what you realize is you've never given your whole heart to your wife because you've given pieces of it away to all these people.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Brother, we would spiritually call back all of those parts and pieces as the Lord would reveal it to the person. And when they did, we would put those and seal those in envelopes. And then we would give them that new heart. It was an identification. Then go to your wife, go to your spouse, and give her now your whole heart. Brother,
amen.
This is a train wreck in the church because people don't realize that their hearts have been fragmented. When you glue two pieces of wood together, the two flesh twining become one, and you rip them apart, severs of pieces remain on each piece of wood. That's what happens when men and women engage in soul tie with other people, brother. And then you expect you're giving your spouse your whole heart. That's why you can't.
Amen. Woo! Be careful there, man. Step on some toes. Jack, come on.
Yeah, just a quick analogy. The nail gun that I use can be used to build a church or build a house, or it can be used as a weapon. It's very simple. And so we blame the nail gun instead of the New Agers have taken over the nail gun and they're shooting us with it. But the nail gun is just a great, great tool. Frequency works. It works. It's a God product. It's what you attach to it that is evil.
Amen.
They've taken us and attached evil to it. That's the evil. Right. That's the new age. They've accused me of it for years, and I keep fighting it. No, it's a God product.
How do I know that, Jack? Because frequency is power. And all power has been given to who? Who's it been given to, Betty? Oh, that's right. All power. How much power has been given to the devil? I'd say none. None. But when we took that power, we took that tuning fork and we laid it down and said, well, we don't need that anymore. The devil came along, he picked it back up. Said, wow, we powered this thing. I got this thing. Now I'm gonna use it. And then we don't pick up the tuning fork because they told us
we laid it down, coach. You just hit it on the head. We laid it down. Yep. They picked it up.
Our fault. One time, I'm going to show you one thing, then we'll be done. Pull up Charlie Kirk just at the very end. I want you to see the Coach Dave Live message is spreading. You guys all know who Charlie Kirk is, don't you? We need more of this, by the way, from Charlie. Charlie Kirk has lost his patience. He went off on a pastor, on pastors who won't engage in the war. Go ahead and play it.
There is no other way to explain the campaign of arson and destruction against our country other than diabolical, spiritually dark influences that are fighting for dominion over this nation. And let me just add a little bit of a wrinkle to this, and Jack, you can riff. This is why I have lost my patience. I am now in a patience deficit, okay? So you say, how can I pray for you, Charlie? Pray for patience, of which I'm taking out a loan on patience, okay? With, by the way, I have plenty of patience for atheists, for secularists, for even some liberals. I have no patience for people who call themselves pastors who won't engage in the spiritual war that is happening around them every single day. No patience. I'm done.
Yeah, amen.
And I'll just add one more thing to it. I talked to a pastor the other day, and I will not say his name. And he said, it's not clear to me kind of what the way forward is. He said, I'm going to need more time to figure it out. And I lost it. I'll be very honest, right? Again, fruit of the spirit is self-control. I temporarily put that one on pause. And I acknowledge my sins publicly so you could pray for me and I repent. No, I could have handled it better. I said, really? You need more time. 3 years into a virus that we funded in Wuhan, mainland China, deployed on the entire world. We put kids out of school and they're killing themselves at record rates. Our border is wide open. They shut down schools and jail pastors, keep strip clubs and marijuana dispensaries and alcohol stores open. They deem you non-essential. We have abortion on demand. We're medically mutilating kids. And you need like more time to figure it out. Like, you should resign from the ministry. Sorry,
right.
Pal.
Amen. No, that's true. You don't repent of that. You don't repent from that. That's absolute truth.
You see, Jack says, I don't need to repent. I just gave you a much nicer version, okay? It was
look, I don't know.
It was a lot more spirited. It was spirited. Okay?
I think Charlie's being hard on himself. Look what Nehemiah did. He grabbed people by the beard and drug them out in the street and kicked them out.
So I can do that. Great.
Amen. 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 I love it. Craig, quickly, we got a minute left.
Maybe producer can put it up. Joe Biden just said he's running for election so he can continue to fight for the soul of the nation. If you remember, that was a campaign slogan. Mm. So if he's fighting for the soul of the nation as the president, where are the pastors who are fighting against the misappropriation of the scripture? If he's fighting for the soul, where are the pastors fighting for the soul?
Amen, Craig. And by the way, what is the soul? The mind, the will, and the emotions. Pastors are supposed to be fighting for the human soul. And the government is fighting for the soul of the nation. When are we going to make that connection? Oh, my goodness. Hey, I'm going to go put some whole tones down, lay down, take a nap. See you tomorrow. God bless you.